Good afternoon from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Namwa Zeleny. Thanks for checking in with us. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A journalist in Zimbabwe tells CNN a deal has been reached between incumbent Robert Mugabe to resign 3 days after presidential elections there. The move clears the way for opposition candidate Morgan Tsvangirai to take office. This news comes from three sources inside Tsvangirai's party, the Movement for Democratic Change. Zimbabweans have yet to hear definitive election results, fueling speculation Mugabe was possibly working on an exit strategy. Mugabe has been in power 28 years. The Zimbabwean government has denied CNN and other international news organizations permission to enter the country to report on the elections. President Bush has arrived in Romania for his final NATO summit. He's pledging complete support for Ukraine's and Georgia's bids to join NATO. Russia strongly opposes their future membership. France and Germany have also voiced objections. Police say a shooting at a North Carolina temporary agency appears to be related to a domestic dispute. They tell affiliate WRAL a man shot two women, killing one of them. The alleged gunman was also fatally shot. It happened in Lewisburg, about an hour north of Raleigh. You may not pass as many big rigs on the road today. That's because some independent truck drivers could walk off the job. It's part of a grassroots effort organized on the internet to protest rising gas prices. Diesel has already hit $4 a gallon in at least 17 states. Most truckers aren't reimbursed for that extra cost. Commuters in Broward County, Florida, couldn't believe their eyes this morning. An alligator hanging out on the side of the road. It was enough to slow traffic. Eventually, authorities lassoed the gator, even had to do a bit of alligator wrestling. It was hauled away, and because it is too large to re-release, authorities say it will be destroyed. Well, that's a quick look at what's making news this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.